A United Nations climate summit in Poland has entered its final week, with ministers and leaders from 190 countries, including Australia, working towards a rule book to limit global warming. But while climate change mitigation is often considered a global or national responsibility, experts say local governments must also step up. Last week, a group of councils in Western Sydney launched a regional Turn Down the Heat program. It's focused on how urban design and infrastructure can cool the local environment. Some councils in other parts of Australia have embarked on similar programs, but this group says there needs to be a national approach. Catherine Gregory has this report.
Australia is no stranger to long, hot summers. But it's clear from both our recent experience and scientific studies that the heat is getting more extreme, and it's posing a real problem for our health, particularly for those living in some cities.
I don't think that the issue of extreme heat and heat waves are as significant hazards have been addressed in the way that we plan our communities.
Charles Casaselli is the CEO of the Western Sydney Regional Organisation of Councils.
I think there's been a little bit of work done in how we respond to these events when we get these heat waves, but I think we're still very poor in knowing just how vulnerable some of our vulnerable communities are and just how well our infrastructure can adapt to the extreme heat and the heat waves.
The Lancet and the Medical Journal of Australia recently published research showing the link between increased mortality and heat waves. And Charles Casaselli says Australian universities have released similar worrying studies as well.
And that's real lives, real people that suffer premature death as a result of heat waves. There's been an estimated annual lost productivity due to heat stress of $6.9 billion across Australia. We know that in Western Sydney, for example, people spend 100% more on their energy costs to cool their homes during extreme heat and heat wave events. And we definitely know in Western Sydney, for example, that our public spaces actually become unusable during these extreme heat events and during heat waves.
Charles Casaselli says Western Sydney can sometimes reach 15 degrees higher than Eastern Sydney on very hot days, and those days put a massive strain on local health services. That's why Western Sydney's local governments are trying to change the urban environment to better deal with the heat. They just launched the Turn Down the Heat strategy.
Local government, because it actually sees what's actually happening in communities, it is driven to do something about it. And local government is actually in a place now that they can say things like, well, we need increased tree canopy cover in our communities to shade people when they're walking around, for example. We have local government that says we can't plan communities where you don't have enough space to have a footpath and a tree on the same side of the road. You know, we can't have communities that have buildings that are built in dark colours that actually absorb heat and then re-radiate the heat to make the house almost unlivable unless you spend lots and lots of money on air conditioning. And I think because local government can affect some of the decision-making in those areas, we're obliged to do something about it.
The strategy encourages designers and developers to create buildings and infrastructure that cools the surrounding environment. This could include reflective cladding on high-rises, light-coloured buildings, and better cooling systems so air conditioners don't pump hot air outside onto streets and footpaths. It could also include creating urban forests and getting more water in the urban areas. One nifty idea is the rain garden, which is basically a gutter made of green matter like grass that can act as both a cooler and also soak up any flooding. Charles Casaselli again.
Well, we're going to come up with a rating system for communities that says in this particular community, during heat waves and extreme heat events, you're far more likely to be comfortable because this community has invested in tree canopy cover, it has invested in light colours, we've invested in green spaces, we use our water in a way that helps cool communities, we have areas that are air conditioned that can provide a refuge for community members who don't have air conditioning. And I think the industry is actually excited by this.
He says the Turn Down the Heat strategy is overall designed to ensure coordination between different councils. And that's not just in Western Sydney. He also hopes nationally. Professor Matios Santamoris is an expert in architecture and the built environment at the University of New South Wales. He says adapting the built environment to heat waves has been relatively successful globally.
We are able to decrease temperature up to, let's say, 3 degrees. That is simple with non-sophisticated technologies.
But, he says, while Australia has good urban design compared to other countries, it is behind when it comes to good building design to deal with extreme temperatures.
It's about 20 years behind, you know, the actual standards. And there's a tremendous potential for improvements. And this is an opportunity. It's not a problem. We may, let's say, enhance economy, create a lot of new jobs. So I think that it is time that the building design and the energy performance of buildings in Australia is adapted to the international standards.
Professor Matteo Santamoros has examined the urban design and built environment of Darwin in the tropics of the Northern Territory, which is subject to very hot and humid temperatures much of the year.
The quality of buildings, unfortunately, there is a serious problem there. The energy consumption is extremely high. There's a huge penalty for the Australian population. Many, let's say, companies, they leave Darwin because of the extremely high energy consumption.
Still, he says the local government there has worked hard on developing a heat mitigation strategy. And the University of New South Wales has just signed an agreement with the territory government for a new energy performance code for buildings in Darwin.
Bring Darwin in the first line and the front line, you know, of innovation. You know, Darwin can be a small Singapore in reality.
And if we move south to Melbourne, local governments there are also embarking on heat mitigation strategies via what's called Living Melbourne.
To really build nature into the fabric of the metropolitan city. You can only go so far by scaring people and telling them what to do. There has to be an element of desirability working towards something that is going to enhance their lives.
That's Toby Kent, the Chief Resilience Officer with Metropolitan Melbourne, which represents the 32 councils across the city. He says this strategy is all about creating a concept of an urban forest.
Using trees for cooling, using vegetation at a lower level to reduce the amount of tarmac, creating change at a systemic level, but in ways that the individual from the renter through to the homeowner, all users of the city will actually find enhances their enjoyment of the city on an everyday basis, as well as better equipping us for these growing number of heat waves.
That's the Chief Resilience Officer with Metropolitan Melbourne, Toby Kent, ending that report by Catherine Gregory.